Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 7th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today. Tech tunes in to CES 2020, CES thus far, and deepfake crackdown. Leading today's news. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, except CES. Hopefully. Exhibitors are optimistic the technology displayed at the world's biggest trade show will spread into the broader market, and with 175,000 attendees searching for innovations of the future, there's a good chance it will. This year's edition of the Consumer Electronics Show runs from today until January 10th, featuring the latest advances in areas like artificial intelligence, automation, transportation, surveillance, connected devices, and smart cities. In other news, Uber and Hyundai Motor are partnering to develop electric air vehicles, joining the global race to make small self-flying cars to ease urban congestion. Samsung Electronics demonstrated what it called the world's first artificial human. Qualcomm launched an autonomous driving computer, and Toyota said it's building the prototype city of the future in Japan. Amazon is also teaming up with Lamborghini and Rivian to offer Alexa voice assistance in vehicles. Those are among many highlights of CES thus far. Facebook is banning videos that have been manipulated using advanced tools, though the policy does not extend to content that is parody or satire, or a video that has been edited solely to omit or change the order of words. That could expose the company to new controversy and put it on a slippery slope of deciding which videos are satirical. Last year, Google updated its ad policy to prohibit the use of deepfakes, while in November, Twitter said it was considering identifying manipulated photos, videos, and audio shared on its platform. Black gold and gold surrendered some hefty gains overnight, as some speculated Iran would be unlikely to strike against the U.S. in a way that would disrupt crude supplies and its own oil exports. Oil traders have been unwinding their hedges, thinking that Iran's economic hardships would deter an attack that puts the economy into an even deeper hole, said Stephen Inez, chief Asia market strategist at Axie Trader. U.S. stock index futures, meanwhile, continued to show a broad advance, though gains were pared to around 0.2% on reports suggesting Iran was weighing 13 revenge scenarios to avenge the death of Qasem Soleimani. The meatless wars are heating up as plant-based food makers target new product lines after biting into the U.S. burger business. Impossible Foods will introduce imitation ground pork and sausage later this month, including a patty for a new sandwich at dozens of Burger King restaurants, as the company turns to focus its international expansion in 2020. Rival Beyond Meat already began supplying plant-based sausage to Dunkin' Brands and Tim Hortons restaurants last year, mainly for breakfast sandwiches. Calling it the next step for us in working life, Finland's newly installed Prime Minister Sanna Marin has proposed putting the entire country on a four-day work week that consists of six-hour workdays. Neighboring Sweden tested out six-hour workdays a couple of years ago, and in France, the standard work week was reduced to 35 hours from 39 hours in 2000. The corporate world is also experimenting with the idea. In November 2019, Microsoft Japan revealed that a trial four-day work week had boosted productivity by 40%. Killing 25 people and leaving thousands homeless, Australia's huge bushfires have already burned through more than 25.5 million acres of land, and the economic costs are adding up. Shane Oliver, AMP's Sydney-based head of investment strategy, estimates a minimum 0.4% hit on GDP in the March quarter, which could mean growth stalled completely in the period and prompt another interest rate cut as early as February. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has also pledged at least $2 billion in investment over the next 2 years for a bushfire recovery fund to help rebuild devastated regions. Elon Musk was on site as Tesla delivered its first China-made Model 3 sedans to the public at an event in Shanghai, where the automaker began building its foreign car plant just over a year ago. The EV maker also announced the kickoff of its Model Y program in the country. The all-electric crossover offers optional third-row seats and a 300-mile range. Ultimately, Model Y will have more demand than probably all of the other Tesla cars combined, and will have advanced manufacturing technologies that we will reveal in the future, Musk told the crowd. SpaceX launched another 60 satellites in its Starlink network last night aboard a Falcon 9 rocket, which left from Cape Canaveral in Florida. It brings to 182 the number of spacecraft the firm has now put in the sky as part of its plan to beam broadband internet service to Earth. SpaceX has regulatory approval to launch up to 12,000 platforms, but has talked of an eventual 40,000, depending on how the project develops. Boeing is reassigning 3,000 workers to other jobs, but does not expect to furlough any staff as it halts production of its grounded 737 MAX in mid-January. Major supplier Spirit AeroSystems said, meanwhile, it would offer voluntary layoffs to some employees due to a lack of clarity on the timing for resuming MAX production. The announcements came after American Airlines and Mexico's Aeromexico disclosed they were the latest carriers to reach settlement with Boeing over losses resulting from the 737 MAX crisis. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the green, with crude oil and gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, Redbook chain store sales are out at 8:55 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.